Unit 6, Track 9.
Hi, and welcome back. Today, we are talking about dangerous animals. A lot of dangerous animals live near or in the water, so you should always be careful when you're near the ocean or a river or a lake. Today, we're going to talk about crocodiles. Okay, you won't see any crocodiles if you're on vacation in Spain. But Australia is different. That's dangerous crocodile country. Photographer Pam Cromer works in Queensland and knows a lot about crocodiles. Welcome, Pam.
Hello, Steve.
So, Pam, how often do crocodiles hurt people?
Well, it happens, but not very often. There are usually fewer than 3 crocodile attacks per year in Australia. If you swim in safe places, you won't be in any danger from crocodiles. But you must not swim if there are warning signs.
And when a crocodile gets you, that's the end, right?
Not always. For example, a few years ago, a man named Jamie Verdi was fishing in Queensland, and suddenly a crocodile appeared and grabbed his leg in its mouth.
That's scary. All of his leg?
As far as his knee.
So what did Jamie do?
Well, he used his hands to hold on to a tree, but crocodiles are very strong. After a few minutes, the crocodile pulled Jamie into the water, right up to his neck.
And if that happens, you're in trouble.
Oh, yes. But Jamie knew this. A croc sometimes opens its mouth if you hit it in the eye. It's your only chance, and it might not work, but you have to try it. So he hit the croc in the eye, it opened its mouth, and it swam away. The crocodile's teeth hurt Jamie's leg, and it also bit his arm badly, but he was alive.
Wow! What a story!